know, we like to believe we're good people, that we'll do the right thing, no matter what. When I was 10, I saw two boys bully a girl in a wheelchair. One held her in place while the other held her backpack, just out of reach. I could have helped her, but I kept walking. I've never forgiven myself. Suppose I was thinking about that day when the Prescotts knocked on our door. After a month of this hell, I'd started wondering if my broadcasts were in vain, that maybe this city was as dead as the walkers who roamed it. But here were two living, breathing humans on our doorstep, and they knew my name.
Sarah? Sarah Bennett, are you there?
They'd heard my broadcasts, knew LaRouche House was a safe place. Their names were Jack and Krista Prescott. I'd heard of them, too. They owned a dentistry practice near my apartment. Not a bad skill in the apocalypse. I went to let them in, but Sebastian blocked the door, refusing their entry. I said it was all right. These were dentists, for God's sake. Sebastian replied, "We don't know what they've had to become to survive." Krista's voice sobbed from the other side of the door.
"Please, my husband is hurt."
"What do you mean hurt? Bitten?" I asked. "No. The Prescotts were attacked by a band of marauders. And Jack was wounded in the fight." Knowing Jack wouldn't turn, I look Sebastian dead in the eye. "Let them in or let me out, because I'm not going to stand here and listen to that man die." Sebastian's face thawed and he finally moved. I opened the door to find two survivors who had gone from filling cavities to fighting for their lives. Jack clutched his bleeding stomach. Sebastian brought him into the den and dressed his wound with what little first aid we had. The man is stubborn, but he's great in a pinch. You know who else is great? The Prescotts. They had food, which they were kind enough to share. We'd been on the canned food diet here in LaRouche House, so when Krista busted out the potato chips, I almost went feral. As we munched on junk food, she told me her story. The Prescotts were from a small community that had sprouted up in the Ninth Ward. There was a woman there, a savior helping people with what little resources were available. They heard the National Guard set up collection points for hurricane relief, supplies fresh for the taking. The Prescotts joined a search party to find one of these sites. They found one all right, already overrun by walkers. They escaped, only to be ambushed by marauders. Jack and Krista were the only ones who survived. In lighter news, I'm a big hit in the Ninth. Krista said my broadcasts gave people hope. I asked her, "If they love me so much, why don't they come get me?" Krista said it was too dangerous. Between the walkers, marauders, and floodwaters, no one leaves unless it's absolutely necessary. Makes sense. I can't be mad about that. I'm glad necessity brought the Prescotts to my door. It's nice to know there are still good people who... One moment. I'll be right back.
Hey, Sebastian. What's up? Wait, what? I'll be right down.
Jack's dead. God damn it! Is death all we have to look forward to? Because all I think about is how I'm gonna die in this stupid haunted house with its stupid fucking ghosts! Where are you, LaRouche, huh? Prove there's something, anything after this godforsaken life! To anyone listening for hope, I have news for you. You've come to the wrong place.